You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Well, recapping the Patriots' disappointing end to a season that looked like it might, you know, have some promise. Mac Jones obviously delivering some good games for the Patriots in his rookie season. But looking back on that, and then also looking at the Bucs on the flip side, we will not have a Patriots-Bucs Super Bowl, much to the chagrin of Julian Edelman, who apparently put $100,000 on it, and also Lucy Burch, who has been on the show multiple times with her vision board. And honestly, like, she almost willed it to happen, but the Patriots had to go through the Bills, and the vision board didn't stand a chance. So, Lucy, welcome into the show, Lucy Burge, a BetQL writer. And honestly, it was depressing me because, Lucy, I saw your tweets. I thought, if the most positive person I know, Lucy Burge, is tweeting all of these depressing things, like, how does the normal Patriots fan feel? Like, how is your mental health right now?
Well, that it was a tough one. It's better because I was on the edge there because I was in shock watching this team. Just kind of, I was watching it with a bunch of friends just saying, how is Belichick letting this happen? How is this Patriots team? How is this happening? And it's like, it was shocking, honestly. And I'm still not over the shock of that. I did not read many of Belichick's post-game press conference words until after, because I was still processing all of this and not really realizing, like, this is the end of the season. The Patriots aren't playing next week. This Super Bowl not happening. How is that possible? I'm going to break this in half, and half of it goes into my fireplace. The other half I will save for possibly to happen, hopefully for Edelman too. But I don't even think so. People are saying that Patriots were not mentally there. Why? Why? I mean, the cold is the only reason I can think of. They clearly were not mentally there. You could tell. And that's why, like, a lot of people watching were not mentally there, because you're like, wait, this is not the team that we expect from Belichick. But it was shocking and surreal to watch this team crumble before your eyes.
So, Lucy, in our rundown, it says mourning the Patriots. That's the first topic. So I imagine, like, Bill Belichick, it's a wake, and Bill Belichick is lying in state with an open casket, and you're walking by, single tear, and you look down and you shake your head and you say, how did this happen? So how long does it take you to recover from, I just, as a sports fan, I always find this fascinating. When you love a team so much and you clearly love the Patriots and they suffer a loss like this, does it take like a week or two for you to sort of get back to feeling like, okay, let me focus on another sport now?
Yeah, well, I did go through this with the Red Sox, of course. The vision board for the Red Sox also clearly works. So it's working, I think, the manifesting, definitely coming through for us. But with the Red Sox, it took about a week or so. But I think this time it will help if Brady is in the Super Bowl or if the Buccaneers are still in it. I think that will help, because now you can focus on Brady. You can focus on this other guy who you love so much. And I think that will help. So hopefully if Brady and the Brady brand can stay in the playoffs, I'll be okay. And I think a lot of fans around here will be okay.
Right. So let's look forward for the Bucs, because I will say they looked much better in their first game of the playoffs than they had in the final stretch of the season, where we did have some questions about their offense and if they truly had the pieces to really sustain that high-flying offense that they had had all season long. But Gronk coming up big with an anytime touchdown. We have seen Brady and Gronk connect over the years, and I think he's going to continue to be a factor, obviously, for the Bucs. The Bucs laying 3 points at home to the Rams. The Rams look pretty good in their first round game as well. Do you think the Bucs are still the play here?
I think they are. My only concern is, of course, the Rams beat the Bucs already, but the Bucs being at home now, I like the Bucs in this. I think playoff Brady is a completely different animal than during season Brady. I think he's, I mean, obviously all in on this one, but he doesn't want to end the season like this, obviously. So I think he is going to be all in, and I definitely think the Bucs are going to pull this one off.
We're talking to Lucy Burge, writer for BetQL, and now co-host of Back to the Future Sunday nights on BetQL. Make sure you listen to that. Lucy, what was your takeaway from Rams-Cardinals last night? We all wondered if Kyler Murray was going to have that career game that Cliff Kingsbury talked about, or Matthew Stafford was going to step up in prime time. Is there anything that you take moving forward now, because now we got Rams versus your Bucks?
Right. So what I take away is I don't think The Rock should be giving any motivational speeches to anybody anymore, because as soon as he was doing that for the Cardinals, Kyler Murray threw a pick six. And that actually, though, Eli Manning's reaction to that is why the Manning cast is so great, because it was a very visceral reaction. And that's why I personally watch the Manning cast, because I want to see how they watch a game. So while they're interviewing guests, it's a little bit like, okay, I want to know what they think of the game. But that was The Rock also brought it on the Manning cast. I mean, he had a full T-Rex skeleton behind him. Like, that was insane. Like, where do you even buy that? And then he was chugging tequila after that pick six. I mean, that was maybe top three guest on the Manning cast so far. Also, the Death Row Records necklace that Eli Manning was wearing absolutely brought the whole thing together from Snoop Dogg. That ensemble was just perfect. And it went perfectly with the collared shirt, the sweater. Absolutely loved it. That was my takeaway from the game. But
Lucy, go ahead. Sorry to cut you off.
No, that's all. Nope. That was it.
I've got to ask you about your new show. You're now the new co-host of Back to the Future Sunday nights on BetQL. So is it just a future show, or is it everything?
It's everything. We do everything. We do it all. But yeah, no, it's a lot of futures. It's a lot of guessing what the lines are going to be for next week and predicting could happen. A lot of guessing. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, what is tomorrow going to bring? I think should be the tagline, because that's all you can really look for. It's a lot of futures, but we do a lot of other things too. So, you know, things that like it could impact the lines, or could impact the futures, or, you know, some side stories too. So it's a lot of fun.
Lucy, I wanted to go back to the Bucks for a second, because one thing Bruce Arians said about Tom, which I thought was fascinating.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I like the Bucks. It wouldn't surprise me if they won the NFC, because it is Tom, even though he's down so many weapons. But he made the comment, which I thought was really prescient, where he said, look, I know we're down. We don't have our top-tier weapons because of Antonio and Chris Godwin being out. But as long as I have a healthy O-line and Tom Brady, we can win it all. That's all I'm worried about. And the commentators, I think it was Troy Aikman, who was saying, that's about as high of a compliment as you can get from Bruce Arians, who is notoriously hard on his team. Do you believe that it really is, as long as Tom has someone to protect him, he's really that good where he can make it work? We know he's the GOAT,
yes,
but you do need to have some talent around you.
Yes, no, it's true, but I also think, I mean, you look at also Brady is Bruce Arians' boss, let's be real. So, of course, Bruce Arians is going to say this right about Tom Brady. But, Brady could have chosen, you look back to when he left the Patriots, he could have picked any team and said, okay, who wants to win a Super Bowl? Like, he can take any team and make them Super Bowl champions. He just, everyone who's ever played with him says that, like, Brady brings out the best in me. And like, just glowing about how he can take a bunch of people and bring them to a championship. So, yes, no, I think as long as you have Brady, you're going to go far, if not win a Super Bowl. because until Brady left the Patriots, every time, that's why this game was so surreal, because the Patriots game, because you, when you have Brady, you know he's going to figure it out. You have Brady, so you, and it was Brady and Belichick at the time, but now you wonder, was it just Brady? But you know that Brady is going to figure it out and win this game. You trust him. So him on another team, it's just translated to the Buccaneers. So
Lucy,
one
quick question before you let you go. I met The Rock one time and he was super nice. And just in this business, you end up meeting, you know, athletes, celebs from time to time. And so sometimes you meet someone, they meet your expectations or exceed them. And then sometimes you're really disappointed. So since The Rock was on the Manning Cast last night, have you ever had a run-in with an athlete or celebrity, whoever it may be, and it exceeded your expectations? Or maybe you're disappointed, some sort of run-in and you had a takeaway from it.
Yes. Yeah, so my rule, I go as I've gotten older, is to not meet your heroes, because you never know if they're going to not be as nice as you expect. But I will say Pedro Martinez, extremely nice guy. I met him and I told him that I was a softball pitcher. He inspired me to be a pitcher and just growing up to love baseball. He gave me the biggest hug, and I had my Pedro Martinez, the book about him, and he signed it for me and said, "Much love, Pedro." He probably says that to everybody, but it meant a lot to me. Yeah. Nicest guy. Pedro Martinez is a fantastic guy.
Oh, I've met him before. Actually, I met his son, and I was talking to him at a baseball tournament down in Fort Myers, because they have a ton of travel ball tournaments down there. And he was like, "Yeah, my dad plays baseball." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, whatever."
Oh, really?
Played 1 year in college or something. No, his dad walks up, and I'm like, "That's Pedro Martinez."
Pedro Martinez.
Fun stories about Pedro Martinez. She is Lucy Burge. She is the co-host of Back to the Futures, airing each and every Sunday night on BetQL. She's also a BetQL writer, and follow her on Twitter at Lucille Burge. Lucy, condolences to the vision board, but at least half of it is still right. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.